Remember how good peaches used to be? Their flesh squirting open like dawn. Their juice dribbling down your chest, slipping beneath the top of your baby dolls like whispers of future indulgences. Barefoot, you sat in a lawn chair in the backyard, your toes barely touching the ground. The cement tiles of the patio floor still fresh with night. And you slurped back the first days of summer. No school today as you peeled away the fiery fruit's velour pajamas and fed on its dewdrop dreams. Then, between index and thumb, you held up its core, a tiny brain with veins of intelligence weaving their way through pockmarks of truth, like the center of the world adjusted to fit into the palm of your hand. Today, peaches are all talk, no action. Bite into one and you'll wonder when we lost faith in nature's wisdom, her wild tangle of intangible truths, like a genius's unruly mop. You'll wonder when we began lobotomizing her offspring, administering technology like pharmaceuticals or fruit basket cases, rewiring her slow, deep cycles of reflection with sound bites of
productivity.
Peaches look bigger and better than ever on supermarket shelves, but hold a couple in your hands and you'll find that their skin feels thinner, as though stretched to fit a tight schedule, their fuzzy pajamas traded in for an underwire bra. They refuse to ripen, firmly defying the dribble and droop of time, their messy release of joy replaced with no fuss, no muss, silicone chic. The center of the world now nicely nestled within a showcase, an incubator of desires. Look, don't touch or taste or feel. Just leave your memories at the cash as you window shop your way through the malls of mutation, your dewdrop dreams dissipating as you're slyly injected with transgenic needs, reprogrammed to supply a demand. And forget that you too are a peach.